who believe Jesus will fix it? I don't know who believe that Jesus will fix it. Praise God. Says after a while. I don't know exactly when after a while, but in the meantime, I'm going to praise him. Jesus is going to fix it. And today, when we walk into the house of worship, we need to get in our spirit, say, Lord, turn it around. I need for you to fix some stuff and that's going on in my house. Turn it around with the finances. Turn it around with my sister, my brother. Turn it around with my husband, with my wife. Hallelujah. Jesus will fix it. After a while. Don't you put in your spirit that after a while is a long time. When you get ready to and determine that Jesus is my rescue. Oh, yeah. Jesus is my source. Jesus is my provider. Oh, yeah. You'll see after a while is just a second ago. You'll see when you get back home that stuff is already straightened out. On the job has already been turned around for you. Praise God. I'm looking for a great day. I can see God doing some things in my life. He's blessing. And I'm ready to tell the testimony. I'm not going to wait till the battle is over, but I'm shouting now. So it's a purpose that he sung that song, Jesus will fix it. Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. Brother, weeping may endure for a while. But joy will come in the morning. At this time, we want to prepare our hearts and minds to receive of the Lord. We know that's a message for us. And we believe God is going to do just what he said he was. In this message, we're going to see ourselves that God is going to turn it around. You grasp to the message, the word of God. As I preach it, our very own pastor, Pastor Isaac Renette, come before you. Point your right hand out and say, preach.
Preach.
Pastor.
Yes.
Preach.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you. Good to be here. Amen.
Amen.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Yes.
He allowed us to be a part of it.
That's right.
So the word says you ought to be rejoicing.
In the Lord.
That he let you be in his day.
Yes.
So he didn't have to do it. Praise God, he did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Can you give him a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bless the Lord.
He's worthy of his praises.
Jesus, Jesus.
We cannot praise him too much.
Amen. God is good.
We're always behind in our praises.
Yes.
You just can't praise him enough to catch up with him.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He's been blessing you before you were you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He's been giving you blessings and doing good, great things for you before your parents were even here. Hallelujah. So we can never, never get past what he's done. So David said, I will just bless him.
Yes.
Always.
Always.
And his praises will continue
be in my mouth.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What time is it?
The news time.
Good news time. We're going to bring some good news in this bad news world. Everybody out there looking good?
Yeah.
Praise God. God made you for a purpose. And let us make sure that we catch up whatever that is. And try to do what the Lord will have us to do.
Yeah.
God bless you. God bless you. From the book of Matthew, 8th chapter, verses 24 and 26. And 1 Corinthians 10:13. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here to yield that spiritual man, mental man, physical man. Use us for your own glory and your honor. Send forth your word, an anointed word, and our word has been of empowerment. A word of deliverance, a word of victory, a word of praise, that we might continue to do your will. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Are we there? And when he had entered into his ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came unto him and spoke and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto him, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. Corinthians, there had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Tell somebody, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Things gonna work out.
Things gonna work out.
Somehow.
Somehow.
Hallelujah. Praise that. And you just heard the choir sing, the Lord will fix it.
That's right.
Okay. And you heard the witness from the other Jimmy. Same thing.
Yeah.
And the message is going right along the same line.
Yeah.
Jesus will fix it.
Yes, he will.
And he will fix it because he's already done it.
That's right.
Okay, it was fixed before there was a was.
Yeah.
When or where. It was fixed before there was a world, an earth, a heaven. It was fixed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. By God Almighty. Hallelujah. He settled every problem, every potential problem. He already had an answer for it. Hallelujah. Like, just like he had the answer for sin before sin was sin. Hallelujah. So he made the answer, and then the problem comes. Hallelujah. Jesus will fix it somehow, some way. In other words, he's telling you, don't you worry about it.
Don't worry.
Hallelujah. Just know that the Lord will get it done.
Yeah.
Because he's already done it for you.
Yeah.
You just need to know how to wait.
Wait.
For the promise.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And the promise will come forth.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Keep your faith in him.
Amen.
Whatever he said he would do, that he will surely bring to pass.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. May not be when you want it to be. May not be the way you want it to be. But he will make it work out. Somehow, some way,
yeah,
it's going to be worked out by and by. Hallelujah. So Jesus is the one you need to call on. Okay. He said he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. So know that he is there. Okay. Even though you don't see it. He's there. Even though you don't may not feel it, he's still there.
He's there.
Hallelujah. We just got to know that we know to know.
Yeah.
That I don't have to feel it for him to be in presence.
That's right.
Hallelujah. The air's blowing right now, glory, but you don't feel glory. It blowing on you.
Yeah.
But it's here. Hallelujah. And that's the way he is. He allowed you to test yourself to see how much faith you have.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And how long you will hold to his word.
Mm-hmm.
The word tells us, don't be weary.
Don't be weary.
In our well doing.
Yeah.
In due season. Hallelujah. God's going to work it out. You're going to reap.
Reap.
If you don't give up,
yes, sir.
Tell somebody, hold on.
Hold on.
It's working out.
Yeah.
And it's working in your favor.
Yeah.
That's what's good about it.
Hold on.
It's going to work in your favor.
Yeah.
Every time.
Hold on.
Every place.
Yeah.
Every instance.
Yeah.
It's going to work out.
Hold on.
To your favor.
Yeah.
If you receive it that way. Hallelujah. And don't look at the doubt that will come about with us. Know that God is with us. Okay. And he won't let nothing happen to you.
Amen.
That's not a part of his will.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And as was said earlier, he put us here for a reason.
Yeah.
Not just for a season. Okay, see, we're here for a reason. Some of us think we're just here for a season. But you're here for a reason that will take a season. But you got a purpose for being here.
That's right.
God made you for his purpose.
That's right.
That he may use you and get some glory out of each and every one of us.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the word of God say, Jesus had been teaching his disciples and the other people. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about following him. wherever he would go. And one fellow said, I'm willing to follow you, but my dad is dead. Suffer me first to go bury him, and then I follow you. But Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Come on, follow me now. In other words, you don't have time to do other things. You need to get your life straight with him first. And then you can work on the other things. When you get your life straightened out of him, get in line with the word, things that you try to do will be accomplished. But when you're not in line with the word, you're just kicking the can down the road. Okay? And you get right back up again with the same problem. And you get kicked a little bit further down the road. But if you get in with the word, everything's going to work out.
Yes, Lord.
Somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's going to come by, and it's going to come by on time. And so Jesus entered the ship, and his disciples went in the ship with him. And behold, the word said there was a great tempest in the sea.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have great problems in our lives that we don't know how to cope with. If it seems like I just can't holler, take it. Seems like God has left us out here all by ourselves. We're in this tempest, this storm of life that got us thinking it's about over. But I want you to know today is not over.
No.
Till God says over.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He knows when.
Yeah.
And he knows how.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah. And it's going to work out.
Work out.
For our good.
Yes.
That's the thing to keep in mind. Whatever it is working towards my good.
That's right.
Hallelujah. It's going to make the end process.
That's right.
More glorious and more wonderful and more powerful than what you ever known. Because eyes haven't seen.
Yes.
Ears haven't heard. Neither had it been revealed in the hearts of men.
Yeah.
What we shall be.
Yes, Lord.
But when it comes,
yes,
we shall be like him.
Like him.
And yes, we shall see him for ourselves.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God. Glory. We'll be just like him.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You can't call me one thing, I can't call you another, because we're going to be like him.
Yes.
It won't be no white, black, brown, blue, whatever else they may call you.
All right.
Hallelujah. We are gonna be one.
Yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody need to be getting jealous of the other. Because everybody's gonna be the same.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's gonna work out.
Hallelujah.
Somehow. So the storm came and blew against the waters.
Yeah.
And the waters came. And that's upon the ship. Hallelujah. Can't you see him on the ship? Water, waves covering the ship every time it hit. Glory be to God. And they were on this fishing ship. So it couldn't be too big. Hallelujah. The vessel probably won't be bigger than this sanctuary. And they're on that big ocean. You, little old you. Out there on the ocean. The ocean of life. Things rise.
Yeah.
And things go.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And things fall.
Yeah.
And go to back to wherever it might be.
That's right.
You got to still hold to your faith.
Yes.
Knowing that I took Jesus, on board with us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody recognized that.
Yes.
That Jesus was on ship with us.
Yes.
In fact, he was the first one to get on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You thought you got on first. But Jesus got on before you.
Hallelujah, that's right.
And he was waiting for you when you got up there.
That's right.
You may have thought you left him on the shore.
Yeah.
But he was on the ship.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, waiting for you.
Jesus.
Glory be to God. He was on the ship and on the shore.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's how we know it's going to work out.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Some way, I don't have to worry.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way,
yeah.
It's gonna work out.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. He got on ship, waiting for you, just like it was with the Hebrew boys.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They got bound hand and foot, and would be thrown into the fire furnace. Jesus was in there waiting for them.
That's right.
Whatever situation you get yourself in,
yeah,
or find yourself in,
yeah,
know that Jesus was in it first.
That's right.
Preparing ye the way.
Yeah.
He prepared a place for us.
Yeah.
And he prepared the way for us.
Yes, he did.
Because he is the way.
He is.
Hallelujah. And so they said, Jesus. Because Jesus had gone to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Can you sleep through the storm? Okay. Some people can't sleep through the storm.
Jesus.
But I'm of this opinion.
Yes.
Jesus got his eyes on me.
Yes.
He knows and he can see what's going on in the dark.
Yes.
I can't see it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to stay and wait for it. Look for it. Jesus looking.
Yeah.
Don't need buffers up there looking. So he's watching over me so I can just rest.
Yeah.
Through the storm. Hallelujah. Knowing that he's going to work it out. Somehow, some way. We can't run from it. Although we think we do. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen to you where you stay home. Or go to get in the motel. It's going to happen to you because it is meant to be. Mm-hmm. And what is meant to be shall be.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so the wind woke Jesus up,
mm-hmm,
and said, don't you care that we perish? We're about to go down out here in this sea. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, why are ye, mm-hmm, of little faith?
Yes, Lord.
Why are you fearful?
Come on now.
Why are you afraid of your life? I told you I'd take you through it.
Yeah.
I tell you I'll help you go through. I tell you it's never going to happen to you unless it's my will.
Uh-huh.
And that everything that's working,
yeah,
in your life is working for your good.
For your good.
Okay. Know this. Hallelujah. And give him thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
Instead of complaints.
Hallelujah.
Let me say that again. Give him thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
Instead of complaints.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We don't go to him with thanks.
Uh-huh.
We go to him with complaints. Lord, this one doing that one. This one doing that to me. This is doing that. This said this about me. That said that about me. Everything is pulling you down,
uh-huh,
and forgetting that the Lord is bringing you through it.
That's right.
Instead of looking at what's in by the obstacles in the way,
uh-huh,
look at how the Lord is bringing me through those obstacles.
Thank you, Lord.
Through them, over them,
yeah,
under them, whichever way.
Yeah.
He's bringing us.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. So somehow, Don't be afraid. It's going to happen. And so he rose and got up and rebuked the wind. And he rebuked the sea. And there was a great calm. He will bring calm in the midst of chaos and disaster in your life.
Yes.
He will calm the sea.
Calm the sea.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Just know that he's doing it.
Yes, Lord.
And as the elder Jimmy just said earlier, I ain't waiting for the battle to be over.
That's right. That's right.
I'm praying for being my deliverance right now.
Hallelujah.
I got to hear for an example.
Yes.
That he need to work through.
Yes.
That somebody out there might see him.
Glory.
Through our lives. So when we say that I'm saved, we act, walk like we're saved. Mm-hmm. Talk like we're saved.
Yeah.
Act like we're saved. Okay. Act like we know Jesus.
Amen.
We have some saints who act the worst off than the sinner. Like they don't even know Jesus. They ain't never heard of him.
Uh-huh.
But he's saying it's common to everybody.
Yeah.
But God is faithful. Your temptation is coming, but God. Okay. Doctor said this, but God. The lawyer said that, but God. Okay. Husband and wife might disagree, but God.
Yeah.
Whatever it is in your life that's causing you to be in a rage, but God.
Yes, yes.
Don't worry about it. God. Got it in control.
Yeah.
God.
God.
Got it in control. I wish I had somebody to stand and say, God. Got it in control.
Yes. God got it in control.
It doesn't look like it to me.
Yeah.
May I feel like it to me.
Yeah.
But God,
God
still got it in control.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Yes. So I ain't gonna worry about it. It's gonna work out, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Some way. Things gonna work out in your favor. Hallelujah. You may not think it's in your favor, but it's in your favor. Cause it's working for my good. But God is faithful. That means he never miss. He never comes short. He's faithful. You can count on him. He's dependable to show up, show out every time. Yeah, he'll be there. Tell somebody he'll be there. Don't you worry. He'll be there. In fact, he's there right now. Yeah. And so he's faithful and he will not suffer. Somebody need to read that part too. Mm-hmm. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. Tell somebody that he won't allow it to come in your life if you're not able to handle it. Oh, glory be to God. He will not allow it to
come to you. It won't come knocking at your door if you not have Abraham. The devil got some of the things that ain't got there yet. I know I'm saved, but I ain't got that for yet. If it's knocking, you're there. You are there.
Yeah.
If it's knocking at your door. So with that temptation, God will also make an escape.
Yeah.
And he said, he uses the temptation to make the way.
Yeah,
hallelujah. See, he moving the temptation, but he uses the temptation.
Yeah.
The temptation came to do one thing. God turns it around and make it do another thing.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He doesn't take the temptation out of the picture. He just turned the situation around. Hallelujah. That the temptation get confused. They don't know what it came to do. God changed it. He turned it around and around and around. And that's with every one of your temptations. Hallelujah. And the word says, he will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're not able to handle, but will, with the temptation, make a way, also make a way for you to escape. He takes the temptation and uses it for you to escape. Be still. Know that I'm God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be still. Let God handle it. Hallelujah. And he does this so that you have a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. See, you don't know whether you're able to handle or not. You already shut the door. But let the temptation come on. Okay? And you find out that I have grown so much more in the Lord and in my faith than I even realized. And that temptation then becomes more strength to you to handle the next problem. Hallelujah. And make you a witness to the world that you serve a God who's able. Hallelujah. Is he able?
Able. Yes, he is.
Glory to God. God is able. So don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Don't be fearful. Okay. God has worked it out.
Yeah.
In our favor. Hallelujah. May not seem like it. May not feel like it. But it's working out. And it's working for your good. Stand up and point your finger at somebody and say, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
God is with you.
God is with you.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Hallelujah.
And whatever comes my way, I ain't gonna worry about it because it's in his will. So I'm going, instead of feeling hot, lonely and disappointed and disheartened and disencouraged, I'm going to look to the hill. Mm-hmm. Knowing my help is on his way.
Yes.
And my help is here as soon as I can gain the faith.
That's right.
Because already worked out. We got to just know that I can. I can.
Yes, Lord.
I can. Along with God's help. Do all things. Through Christ. Thank you, man. Invitation, God, to this congregation. Does anybody need any requests for the Lord? It's not your time to come.
Yeah. How great is our God. Say with me, how great is our God. Oh, to see how great, how great is our God. How great is our God. Say with me, how great is our God. Oh, to see how great is our God. He's a name above all names.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And he's worthy of our praise. With and my heart will sing, how great is our God.
All right.
He's the name above all names.
We all stand.
He is worthy of.
How great is thou God? I told you the pastor was going to preach a great message that would turn it around for you. Hallelujah! I received the message. And I'm going to use it to God's glory that it'll turn it around for me. Take this message beyond these doors and minister to the waiting congregation, your neighbors out there. Show your love. Let them see Christ in your life. Amen. Truly, we thank God for the message, the messenger, the pastor. We thank God for everything that went forth on today.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Okay, let's stand to our feet and give God the highest praise.
Hallelujah.
And we'll get your tithes and offering as you exit if you haven't already deposited them. May the grace of God, sweet communion, the Holy Spirit rest full in the Bible with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen.